Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. The Root is on fire. Welcome to USA Radio. Wayne Allen Root, Ron Unfiltered, coming to you from the house that Root built. I told you yesterday, day before that, I felt like Disney had crossed the line of all lines. Now that Disney's on the side of one half of 1% of the United States, transgenders and people who have both a penis and a vagina, don't even know who they are, what they are. Who identifies a man even though they're a woman, identifies a woman even though they're a man, who want to go to bathrooms to the opposite sex, who don't want to admit that they're a man or a woman because it's on their birth certificate, in their minds that has nothing to do with anything, who want to play sports that doesn't belong to their sex, who want to brainwash children and indoctrinate children. The whole thing is insane. You know, as I said on yesterday's show, boy, did Disney pick the wrong hill to die on. And Disney is against this bill in Florida that prevents you from indoctrinating and brainwashing children from kindergarten to third grade, which means 5-year-olds to 8-year-olds. And I'm telling you, what did I say yesterday? I said it's got to spread all over the country. We need this law in all 50 states. And we need it to go far beyond third grade. I mean, I love Ron DeSantis. What a great idea. But why did he stop at third grade? Why not go to sixth grade? Why not go to eighth grade? Why not go to 12th grade? It's none of the government's damn business. If there's a separation of church and state, you got to separate sex and state. And you certainly ought to separate Satan and state. And the Democrat Party is the representative of Satan. You can see it now. They're just pure evil. But I was right. It's spreading. Ohio lawmakers introduced Florida-style parental rights bill. It's going to happen all over the country. Ohio House Republicans introduced an education bill this week that would prohibit teaching young students about sexual orientation or gender identity. It would also ban critical race theory. Bravo! And prohibit instruction on the New York Times thoroughly debunked 1619 Project. None of that has any place in K through third grade classrooms, says Mike Loychik, a Republican state representative. But who says it has a place in fourth grade, fifth grade, or sixth grade? That's what's so weird. Why are you stopping at third grade? The bill sponsored by Mike Loychik and Gene Schmidt would prohibit schools from teaching, using, or providing any curriculum or instructional materials on sexual orientation or gender identity for students in kindergarten through third grade. For older students, schools would be forbidden from teaching, using, or providing such material in any manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards. If passed, the legislation would provide the avenue for parents to file complaints against educators they feel have violated the rule, which could result in punishment ranging from admonishment to the revocation of their teaching license. The language in the bill, very similar to Florida's bill. My only problem with this, yes, it should be in all 50 states, but it should be certainly kindergarten through 6th grade, if not kindergarten through 12th grade. It is not the job of schools to teach sexual identity. So I warned this was going to spread. It was going to become a big issue. Parental rights is the issue of the 2020 November midterm elections. And protesters plan a rally at Disney's California headquarters. Disney faces backlash to woke agenda from parents. God bless America. They get away with things in Germany and England and France and things they'll never get away with. China. China's locked down their whole country again. People are literally in their houses with no food. No way to leave. Not allowed to leave even though they have no food. They're starving to death. Screw the Chinese. Screw China. Evil communist scum. The United States is not China and the United States is not England. The closest to us is England in style and substance. And it sure ain't close. Because we fought a war against people with red coats and we shot them dead and we cut their heads off with hatchets. Called the American Revolution. We literally attacked them with hatchets and killed the red coats. So we're not too close with England either. We are the United States of America. America first. You can't get away with these things in our country. You get away with in other countries. Like Australia. Can you imagine what the Australian people let the Australian government get away with? Let's try that in the United States. Let's try it. In Australia, they willingly gave up their weapons. In the United States, if I have 300 close friends, all 300 have arsenals in their house. They don't have one gun. They don't have two guns. They have 50 guns. Everyone I know has 50 guns. Everyone I know has multiple guns, dozens of guns, and lots of ammo, enough for a damn war. We don't take crap in the United States of America. As Thomas Jefferson said, we don't have guns to protect us from crime or to protect us from foreign invaders, although both of those are reasons to have guns. But we have guns for a primary reason, to protect us from our own government. So there's a group called Hold the Line. And they're having a rally, planning a rally outside Disney's California headquarters in protest to what many critics call the corporation's woke agenda. I don't even think it's a woke agenda. A woke agenda is, you know, you want abortion to be legal. A woke agenda is, you know, whatever it is. You think women are treated badly. You think they should be the first ones to get a job. This is not any of that. A woke agenda might be affirmative action. This isn't any of that. This is transgender brainwashing. This is weird, bizarre stuff. Have you ever seen the number two at Health and Human Services in the United States, Rachel Levine? These are the strangest, bizarre, mentally ill people I've ever seen in my life. You just can't let your country, all decisions be made based on weird people that make up a half of 1% of all the confused mentally ill people in America. But this once family-friendly company, Disney, has really stepped in it this time. And they're in big trouble. And I'm proud. I'm the first guy who wrote Defund Disney. This is the year of parents in America. 2022 is the year of parents. And parents have to rise up and knock these companies off. Bankrupt them and force them to fire their CEO, Bob Chapek. Bob Chapek, the CEO of Disney, denounced the new parental rights law in Florida, which prohibits teachers from addressing gender identity and sexual orientation in kindergarten through third grade. A video meeting of Disney executives was leaked depicting one employee, a woman who heads Disney Television, pushing a not-at-all-secret gay agenda. And the clip sparked outrage and prompted many parents to rethink their support of Disney. Most of the people who work at Disney are not wonderful, all-American Christians who love America and love children. I don't believe it anymore. Far too many Disney employees have been arrested in stings for child porn, pedophilia, child abuse. Disney has also taken heat over its ban of gender-specific greetings. Employees will no longer be able to address children at the theme parks as boys and girls or ladies and gentlemen. You got to put Disney out of business. You got to knock them out. Folks, I hate to say it, but, you know, I like to kill rats. Maybe it's time for Mickey Mouse to be caught in a little mouse trap. They all got to go. They all got to go. This company has got to be bankrupted. Got to be. And here's a sign that a giant red tsunami is coming in November. But, I mean, the sign is Disney. Disney just handed the election to the GOP. But here's a sign from Oklahoma, which is the reddest of states. But in the middle of the reddest of states, there are still big cities like Oklahoma City and Norman, Oklahoma, that are very blue. And Norman, Oklahoma was led by a very liberal blue Democrat mayor. And a white male Trump supporter ousted this woke Democrat female who was the youngest mayor in the history of Norman. After a single term as Norman's mayor, this liberal feminist witch, Bria Clark, was defeated in Tuesday's runoff 53-46. And Norman's new mayor will be Larry Hykila, who is far to the right of the more progressive Clark. And he painted himself as a far-to-the-right Trump guy in a big city, and he beat the liberal Democrat feminist, who was the youngest woman to ever hold the mayor's office when elected in 2019. And what was the he that defeated her? And by the way, just to show you, Norman, Oklahoma, in 2020, Joe Biden won it by 9 points over Donald Trump. And just now, this guy, you have to understand what this guy looks like. The new guy won for mayor just looks like a very old white man with wrinkles, bald, and glasses. And this guy just got elected over a good-looking young feminist who was the youngest mayor in history, who was just elected a few years before. So it shows you the kind of red wave that's coming, a monstrous red wave. What was her biggest sin that got her thrown out of office on her ass? She diverted $165,000 from the police department to pay for the homeless and the mentally ill.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA. And I
just Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science
sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount.
40% off!
Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I do want to remind you, I'm the author of the great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Grab a copy. If you resisted buying a copy since it came out in, what was it, November? I think it came out in November. So it's been out for November, December, January, February, March, I think it might have been even October, so it's been out for about 6 months. If you have resisted buying a copy of the great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, now is your time. If you've ever thought about boycotting, protesting, striking, intimidating Disney, now's the time. I've got the phone number of and the email of and the physical snail mail of and the social media accounts of the two top executives at Disney, the CEO and the chairman of the board. Let's go after them. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, plus 115 other companies that are woke that need to be slapped in the face like Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. At least metaphorically slapped in the face. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee, the owners of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. Wherever I go, people tell me I look the best of my life and the youngest in 15 years. And it's all because I lost 25 pounds of fat, not weight. I didn't really have much weight to lose. I probably lost a grand total of about 7 pounds. But weight-wise, that's one thing. These are not Weight Watchers. This is not about losing weight. It's about losing dangerous inner body visceral fat. And I lost 25 pounds of mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now, 17 months later, I look great. And I'll be on this program for life. It's obvious it works, and it's obvious you can do it for life because 17 months later, it's all held. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off, just say WAR for Wayne Alaroot. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895. 40% off when you say WAR. All right. Some interesting issues that stories that I think should be right at the top of my list. First of all, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, announced a record fundraising haul for March and for the first quarter of 2022. They raised $43 million during the first quarter, breaking all of its fundraising records as it gears up for an aggressive midterm cycle. And the quarterly total brings their cash on hand to $44 million, the highest in its history. So Republicans are really kicking ass. It's the most they've raised during any previous March or any previous first quarter in their history. It's they're led by their chairman, Rick Scott, who I got a chance to hear in Florida when I was at the Lincoln Day dinner at Palm Beach when I was on my honeymoon just about 2.5 weeks ago. And Rick Scott is fantastic. He is fantastic. And Senate here's some of the people, the seats they're going to be targeting. Our team breaks records every month. That's because the American people are sick and tired of the failed policies pushed by Joe Biden and rubber-stamped by Democrat senators like Mark Kelly, Catherine Cortez Masto, Maggie Hassan, Ralph Warnock, and Michael Bennett. And so they're going to knock them off, and one of them is Nevada, Catherine Cortez Masto. She's horrible. And they're targeting incumbent Democrats. And much of this money is going to be spent on outreach to Latino voters, and I love that because that's the column I'm now writing for my nationally syndicated newspaper column on Sunday. And when I see Trump in President Trump in Florida on Monday, that's the article I'm going to hand him. That I think the whole Republican story right now is pretty much every white person in America outside of overeducated Ivy League elitist liberals in big cities on both coasts, California, Oregon, Washington, you know, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts. Outside of that group, pretty much every white person in America is now voting for Republican and loves Trump. So the whole key to the Republican Party is you've already got every white voter, except for the really stupid elitist ones. What you need now is you need to go after black and Latino voters. That's got to be the entire next 3 years of the Republican Party, your game plan. Go after black and Latino voters. You've already got every white voter in America that's ever going to be a Republican is a Republican. Every middle-class white person, every working-class white person is a Republican. What you need is black voters and Latino voters. If you chip away at those numbers, you're going to win election after election after election. So they're going to target races in the battleground states of Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Florida, Nevada, my state, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Washington, and Wisconsin. Latino voters make up at least 20% of the electorate in Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. And they're going to focus on field operations such as door knocking, canvassing, and other targeted programming. And they're going to send staffers to these 9 battleground states and get out and talk to Hispanics across the country and listen to them. And don't forget, the Hispanic vote has gone so well. So well in Texas and border cities, they voted for Trump by huge margins. And the latest polls were out, I think it was in the New York Times actually, and they showed that Latinos are 50-50, but Latino men overwhelmingly for Trump and the GOP.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas is planning to send any illegal immigrants captured at the border to the nation's capital.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott speaking to reporters on Wednesday. Several Democratic senators are urging the FTC to look into high gas prices on the West Coast. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, joined by Oregon Senator Ron Wyden and Washington Senator Maria Cantwell, sent a letter to the FTC asking the agency to investigate what the senators called elevated and volatile prices for gas, diesel, and jet fuel. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We'll be right back.
Wayne on the Ruth and War Machine. Welcome back to Ruth's on Fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. You know how important vitamin D is. Studies galore out there showing mortality rates drop dramatically if you have high levels of vitamin D. Even COVID patients with healthy levels of vitamin D, mortality rates drop dramatically. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides a mega dose of 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off. All right, we've got our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony is with us right now to talk about foreign affairs and what's going on with Russia and China and Ukraine. And he is the expert, so it's great to have him on. Colonel Tony Schaefer, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, Wayne. Always great to join you. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start with, before we get to Hunter Biden's laptop, before we get to China, before we get to EMP attacks, let's start with Ukraine. What's going to happen, in your opinion? How's this going to play out between Russia and Ukraine, and is the United States going to get even further enmeshed in this thing?
So we talked about a little over 2 weeks ago, and I talked about the fact that the Russians only had about 2 weeks of combat power left, and those 2 weeks passed, and we're now in kind of a stalemate because the Russians haven't had time to pull up additional reserves, and the Ukrainians have continued to do a fabulous defense. I mean, they have been very effective, very aggressive. They've been able to hit, they've been able to hit into Russia to do some damage to their ability to generate forces. But with that said, both sides are now kind of settling into a period of equilibrium. The Russians, as they bring stuff up, they have to reorganize, consolidate their gains. And while the Ukrainians have been effective in stopping them, when they don't have sufficient combat power to push them out, this is going to be one of those situations where I agree with a number of folks right now, where they're saying this thing could be protracted. And last time we spoke, I said I don't believe Putin's going to give up. I don't believe Zelensky's going to give up. So this thing could linger on for a while. And I think you're going to see kind of phase two, where one side or the other pushes sometime, you know, later this month. But Wayne, unless Zelensky and Ukraine somehow obtains like another nation state worth of forces, that is to say, a lot more tanks, which, by the way, the Czech Republic is going to give them some T-72s, which are near peer tanks to the Russian tanks. It's going to take some time for them to build up something to go at the Russians. So this thing, no, I don't think much is going to happen in the month of April at this point.
So actually, amazing, you agree with Biden, because I heard Biden say yesterday that this is a protracted war that could last years. Do you believe it could last years?
No, I don't believe it's going to last years. I think it's going to last into the summer until they can sort things out. I think Biden wants it to last into years. I think that's his projecting what he wants. Remember, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, said that the Ukrainians would fall within 30 days, and they didn't. And now, of course, he's trying to take credit for saying, well, you know, it's because of us. Like, no, it's not because of the United States. It's because of Trump giving the Ukrainians lethal aid and insisting they be trained to use it, and a few other things that the Ukrainians have done. If it was up to Biden, I think this thing, he would have let the Russians win, because I think he wants Putin to be his punching bag, and he's got it right now. And I think it's more aspirational. He wants it to go on for years. I do believe either Putin's going to prevail, or they're going to get beaten so badly that they have to use nuclear weapons. But I just don't see the Russians backing down at this point. So,
Yeah, well, I think there's a specific date he wants the war to last until November 2024.
Yeah,
that would be perfect timing for Joe Biden,
yeah,
right into the election. But I don't think Biden can last 3 more years. This guy's doomed to either be sent to a nursing home or an assisted living facility or be dead. I mean, you know, if he catches COVID, as feeble as he is with dementia and all, I think he could wind up dying in office. So, you know, Biden's, and this is not wishful thinking because I don't wish that on anybody, but I don't think Biden's going to be around in 3 years one way or the other. And it's pretty clear Democrats are throwing him under the bus because they know he's the most unpopular president in history. Almost everybody in the middle class and working class hates Joe Biden and thinks he's ruining America. So, you know, they're trying to get rid of him fast. So I think Biden's going to be out of there by 2024 anyway. So wishful thinking or not, this war is not going to save him in 2024, but I don't think he'll be running in 2024.
I agree. Look, the horrible optic of Obama being at the White House, which I would argue, Wayne, Obama's really in charge. It's all of his folks, Valerie,
correct,
Jarrett. They're all behind the scenes actually pushing the buttons and pulling the levers of governance. Biden is not. And it was painfully apparent yesterday during that visit. And I almost felt sorry for Biden. It was like literally he was just lucid enough to recognize he wasn't in charge. And I think it's something that we've all known for a while, but he's not in charge. And to that point, I think right now the Democrats believe that Kamala Harris will be just as good a proxy as Biden is, even though she's terrible as well. So
I find a hard time, I really have a hard time believing that, because I know they want anyone but Biden, but Kamala's the only person in America who's far more unpopular than Biden. You know, if he's in the 30s, which I think that's generous in the polls, she's in the 20s or the teens. So I don't see how they're going to replace him with her. It seems to me they've got to do a two-for-one. They've got to bring in someone new and get rid of both of them, and I don't know how you do that, but Biden could step down, and Kamala, they could bribe her with, you know, some $20 million a mansion somewhere to go off and live in Switzerland and never be seen again. And the next thing you know, whoever they name as VP, as soon as Biden steps down, that person moves to the front. And so who knows who they would name to replace Kamala. But I can't imagine they're so delusional that they want Kamala to replace Biden, because she is so unpopular that Biden seems popular by comparison.
That's true, Wayne. But the thing is, I thought the Biden nomination was a big FU to us, to the American public. It's like we're gonna put in the most corrupt guy, and we're gonna force him down your throat.
And so, feeble, you know. Feeble, yeah, old man with dementia. Don't forget that. All right, let's move on to more important topics, which is, you know, to me, Ukraine has never been that important, although it could lead to World War III if things get out of control. But to me, Ukraine is just a little country that means nothing to America. What means everything to America is Taiwan, because they've got all the computer chips that run our cars and our computers and our cell phones and everything else that matters, our stoves, our refrigerators. If China takes over Taiwan, we're all in a lot of trouble. So what is China planning to do if they continue to watch Biden kind of bumble and stumble in his handling of the Russian invasion of Ukraine?
I think they're going to go ahead and make a move sometime before 2024. I think they've been taking great notes. And despite what they're saying, the mainstream media is saying, Wayne, China's all in with Russia on stuff. I mean, I don't know how they're missing the fact that the Russians are planned around them, working with China. But I think China has to be a little bit more careful how it plots its invasion and dominance of Taiwan for the very things you just said. The Chinese are going to use us and our resources until we're not useful anymore. They've pretty much made that clear. And one of the guys that testified on this issue yesterday was Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Mark said exactly the opposite in testimony of what he told me to my face during our first meeting when I was on the transition team and he was the then chief of staff of the Army. He said back then, Wayne, that he saw as inevitable the Chinese would take military action against Taiwan. He said the opposite yesterday, saying, oh, no, there's no danger. So I don't know what's going on with that. All I know is that the evidence is very clear that while they're going through their party congresses or doing a bunch of things to kind of organize internally this year, and one of the guys I'm relying on for a lot of the internal advice is Gordon Chang, one of our senior fellows at the London Center. I do believe that sometime after the first of the year, after they've had some time to analyze this, depending on how badly everything goes for Biden regarding NATO, I think they're going to take a serious run at Taiwan probably in the spring of next year.
I'm surprised they're waiting that long. I mean, why aren't they acting now when we're completely distracted with Ukraine? Why not go now? Why are they not ready now?
I think because they've got to actually do some things to bolster Putin. I think they do want to see how things roll through and get going. I just don't think they're ready either. Remember, they have to generate force. They have to have sufficient resources available. Nothing, and they want to learn how, the mistakes that Russia makes regarding the world reaction. I think they want to be able to justify, much like the Russians did, saying they're doing this for purposes of something justifiable within their world. Obviously, the People's Republic of China believes that the Republic of China, Taiwan, is a breakaway element of their country. And so they've always been upset anyone talks about Taiwan being an independent nation or being the real China. So I think they're going to start. You're going to see before they do it a lot of heavy propaganda. You're going to see a lot of telegraphing kind of what they believe will be justified regarding their actions. And they haven't really started doing that yet. So keep in mind, just start looking for that where you're going to see kind of this heavy, we're being antagonized by the Taiwanese.
Hey, Tony. Tony, well, just give me one sec. We'll grab you on the other side of the break for another segment. We're running up against the break. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart. And when we get back, we'll talk to him a little bit more about the Hunter Biden laptop and how vulnerable we are to an EMP attack. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Wade Allyroot, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and un... Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire comes to you from the house the Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and spread out all over this great country by USA Radio Network. Thank you for that platform, USA Radio. And soon to be announced, very soon, my new national television show. Lots of things going on, but you'll be able to watch Wayne Root as well as listen to Wayne Root. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and inflation is just raging. And with Ukraine and the possibility soon, as Tony Schaefer talked about with me in the last segment about China invading Taiwan, I mean, there's nothing but inflation in the future as far as you could see. The food supply is ruined. The supply chain is ruined. Inflation is raging. The gasoline situation is a disaster. Gasoline price is raging. I just paid about $6 a gallon. I paid $5.79 in Las Vegas moments ago before the show started. $5.79 a gallon. I only needed like half of a tank, and it was $85. I mean, this is insane. Absolutely insane numbers. But what can you do? There's nothing you can do about it. You have Joe Biden as president. Disaster. Well, there is something you can do. You can own gold and silver and other hard assets to give you true protection. Thousands of years have proved that when inflation is raging, gold and silver are the answer. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on gold, silver, precious metals, rare coins. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions under their belt. Call them at 800-384-41. 1-800-384-41 and mention Wayne Root and you are guaranteed the best price in the country of anything you buy plus the best customer service. Tangible Investments, 800-384-41. Back with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Operation Dark Heart. Tony, I've worried for a while now that the thing that could destroy our entire life as we know it, change everything, is an EMP attack. And right. if they were to set off China or Russia or North Korea or Iran, some sort of a nuclear weapon above, you know, in the skies, above our atmosphere, it could just knock out all the EMP, which means probably 200 million people would die within a couple of weeks because there'd be no electricity, there'd be no running water, there'd be no running cars, there'd be nothing. We'd all be back in the primitive dark ages. What are the odds that something like that's going to happen, and is that something that keeps you up at night?
It does. So one of the things that we've talked about before, obviously, is the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons by Putin. And just so your audience is clear, the Russians do not see a difference between a standard weapon and a nuclear weapon. It's part of their doctrine. So they do generally give field commanders the ability to do that. We don't. We consider all nuclear weapons special. As a matter of fact, they're called special weapons. And any use on it on the battlefield, the people I rely on, the old Reagan guys and my friends who have been in the nuclear weapons community talk about, there'll likely be an escalation. So if one of these things is used on the battlefield, we'll have to respond in some form. Next thing you know, it goes from tactical to strategic, and that's where the EMP comes in. So, Wayne, I would argue that the moment the Russians really do decide to do something, and I could foresee potentially a 1-2 punch where the Russians don't like what we're doing. They could send these things off. The Chinese don't like what we're doing. And they could devastate in very short order using some high-altitude bursts kind of in the East Coast and West Coast, taking out most of our communications and satellites. This is not science fiction. This is proven. And we talked before about Starfish Prime. That's publicly available. If anybody goes back and watches The Day After, thread some of the post-apocalyptic nuclear war movies from the 80s, an EMP is always the predominant precursor to a full-blown attack. So, yes, I could see that happening, even without a large nuclear exchange, Wayne, because now, unlike the 80s, now we are completely dependent on microelectronics, which are the most vulnerable to an EMP. It would literally fry everything we depend upon every day. We could not talk. It would be essentially wiping out everything we have and kicking it back to essentially 1950s technology would be the only thing that comes through this unscathed, 1950s, 1960s. So this is very serious. We are the most vulnerable because we have the largest developed digital society, and I think our enemies know that. So it's a very dangerous thing.
All right, in the little time we have left, we have about a minute left. Let's just very quickly get your wrap-up about inflation and supply chain problems. How bad is it going to get?
So the moment you have stressors of war, you're going to have basically constriction of lines of communication, basically the places where stuff is shipped to and from. Wayne, and if you lose Taiwan, you lose real manufacturing capacity. So everybody has to be prepared for a time when things may not be available. I mean, anything. And to me, the two things we should be doing right now is trying to find a way to manufacture and revive everything we can regarding internal U.S. Business, blue-collar work, all these things. We need to bring that back. And Wayne, the other thing is just be prepared. We've got to examine the fact that even if we don't have attacks, we're going to have problems economically, and people need to be prepared to survive this. And so I would recommend people really pay close attention to what's going
on. All right, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the Herb London Center for Policy Research, author of Operation Dark Heart, and a great guy, regular guest here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Proud to have him. Tony Schaefer, have yourself a great week.
You too, Wayne.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Roots, on fire.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dot com.